Yoga begins as Vyoga. Yoga means union. Vyoga means cut, disconnection. And so before we can have Sat Yoga, yoga with our supreme reality, our supreme self, we must cut our yoga with the bodily identity and with the karmic personality, the character and the role that has been played in the phenomenal hologram that must be cut completely. So there is absolutely no concern for the future of that individual entity in the drama who is no longer your concern. And it's only when that cut has been complete that Sat Yoga can be realized. You know, the great sage Abhinavagupta, who was fully absorbed in the mind of Shiva and wrote many incredible texts from that state of being, he wrote that with, I think, some sense of resignation that I detected in his tone, that Jivan Mukti is the consolation prize. You know, it's like getting the silver medal, not the gold. If you get the full power of the grace of God, you leave the body immediately. It's over. No more karma. The Jivan Mukta has to stay alive, you know, and deal with the body's karma. Even though it's no longer a concern, nonetheless, it is something that takes place within the dream field. It's kind of like someone who owns a pet but no longer has time for it. And then there's the pet starts to say, you know, pay attention, pet me, you know. And there's no interest. And it's that complete disidentification from the character and its personal destiny or fate that enables the royalty of the divine beingness to function in the state of the realization that all of this is the divine nature. All of this is the mind of God and is absolutely precious while being absolutely only that of a work of art. And the consciousness of the dreamer of the dream is never lost. The one responsible for the beauty of the dream. And therefore for the divine beauty of the character. Who must be free of all egoic sanskaras to manifest that radiant Sundaram. And so because we are near the end of the cycle of time when all of our connection to the body, to space-time, to anything unreal will be cut, because all consciousness is being drawn back from the dispersion as the multiplicity back into the unity of the one self. Each soul can decide to do that voluntarily as an act of love, an act of liberation, an act of blissful openness to one's total potentiality and one's complete doneness with the realm of experience. One has reached satiety. There is no more appetite for experience. All that remains is the final frontier of the full realization of that infinite consciousness from which there is no return. And could never be any desire to return because of the infinite beauty and power of truth and of light and of infinite creative imagination. That creates and sustains and destroys worlds without a blink of an eye, without a change, without a fall from eternal, blissful aloneness. And so this is the moment in which we are offered at least the silver medal. You could take the bronze of being in a state of mahabhava, of total divine adoration and love. And that in itself is heavenly, and allows life to go on without suffering. But you could also bring yourself to that level of beyondness in which the mind is perfectly still. And in that pool, God becomes Narcissus. The lowest trait is actually the highest, because all that the world is the pool in which the narcissistic God self is gazing blissfully at his own reflection. And what he sees is the goddess and falls in love and drowns into another cycle of time. This is the reason to overcome narcissism. It's God's problem. Everything is fractal, so it would have to be, no? And so one has to come to a state of sensitivity to God's absolute beauty and no longer be drawn to the beauty of forms or of sounds or tastes or any of the beauty that the sensory manifold can offer, but only the beauty of that creative heart-mind from which all of this arises. And retrieve yourself from having drowned in the lake of your own imagination and projection, which is known as Maya. And may you know that bliss in such a way that it permeates the body and creates an energy field that brings bliss to all who approach the boundaries of that field and enter into the radiance of the vibrational frequency of the stillness of the pure self. And let the energy field extend to such an infinite vastness that it has no boundary. And may you enjoy this ultimate delight without delay. May you be filled with the peace of the presence of God. And the joy of the grace of receiving this opportunity for redemption. With no trace of resistance to one's own liberation. And may you know the deeper peace of the soul's completion of its journey and the realization that no journey ever took place. And abide in that peace that is beyond time and space. And may you know the supreme, blissful peace of the Supreme Self, the author, director, the entire cast of actors and actants, and the power of withdrawal of all of that back into the infinitesimal point of the absolute, unmanifest, inconceivable.